there was two writers on the fashion team. It was myself, who had no journalism. I didn't even get to how I got here. I kind of skipped over that. I'll back up. A woman who had been my colleague at Neiman's left to join the Morning News as the first writer for Fashion Dallas. Her name was Paula Singleton. She was there for a year and a half, and she decided she didn't like it. She was more, her heart was more in advertising, where she had come from at Neiman's, and she left to form her own advertising agency with her husband. So the position became open at the Dallas Morning News. I thought it sounded like the world's best job, but I had zero qualifications for it. I had not taken any journalism classes. I had nothing, but I went and interviewed, and I think the fact that I had worked at Neiman Marcus at this point for 4 years, and the other writer on the Fashion Dallas team was a strong person with strong journalism background, not a fashion background, and so they felt they needed somebody with fashion background to balance that out. So I went and interviewed. They had me write a story. I wrote about vintage shopping in Dallas because that was something that I knew about and could write without, you know, just kind of pull it out of, you know. And I turned it in and didn't hear from them for a month and kind of thought, well, that was awesome. I'm glad I tried that, but, you know, too bad. And then I got a call to come back down for a second interview. And I took the Hoppa bus at the time. We had Hoppa buses all around downtown Dallas that were pink and had bunny ears, and they were the local Dallas downtown buses. Took a bus from Neiman Marcus down to the Dallas Morning News on the west end of town, and went in and assumed I was coming back because I had made some kind of cut, and I'm sitting listening, and I'm realizing I think that they're telling me I have this job, and I was utterly stunned. I had gone in, had interviews, sent this story off. It had been a month, no other word, and I'm suddenly just, it's dawning on me, oh my God. And then they're asking me, do I have a passport? Because the European collection start in 3 weeks. And how much notice do I have to give at Neiman's and I need to go? I had never been to Europe, never been anywhere, was terrified at the idea of flying overseas on a plane.